弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
再次说的时候就是明年了。
So, it's almost New Year. Next year.
所以我们今年呢，我们今年是今年的2019年的最后一周我们的聚会。
So this is our last Sunday of 2019.
所以我们今天选择的经文呢，我们选择的讲到的内容呢，是与今年有关，也是与明年有关系的。
So what we're talking about today has to do with this year and next year.
如果大家记得清楚的话呢，实际我们今年年初的时候呢，我们用同样的经文讲过一篇道的。
If you can remember, at near another time, we have spoken about this, scripture.
那里边讲的呢，讲到了我们如何的来度过我们新的一年。
So it was about how we can get through our new year.
我们今天呢，在年终的时候，一年结束的时候呢，我们同样用同样的经文。
So there was another year that in the middle of the year that we again mentioned this scripture.
好，开始之前我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，来到你面前，我们欢欢喜喜。
Dear Lord, we come before you with a joyful heart.
因为你恩待了我们。
Because you've been gracious to us.
按着你的应许，你恩待我们。
You've been gracious to us according to your promises.
你没有亏待我们什么。
And you have not let us down in any way.
却将百般的恩典恩赐赐给了教会。
And you've given us your grace and your gifts.
使我们可以在你的恩典和怜悯当中，我们又度过了一年。
So that in your mercy and your grace, we can get through another year.
我们为此而感恩。
We are so thankful.
求你也祝福我们今天的敬拜。
Please bless our worship today.
这是2019年的最后一次敬拜。
This is the last worship session of 2019.
我们要面对2020年。
We have to face 2020.
我们要向你呼求，求你祝福我们。
So Lord, we ask you, please bless us.
求你带领我们。
Please lead us.
使我们能够行在你的旨意当中。
So we can live in your will.
使我们因着认识你，我们的心意被更新，被变化。
So that we can be renewed from knowing you more.
也祝福我们今天的敬拜。
Please bless us in our worship today.
无论我们老还是小，都在你的面前。
Whether we are old or young, Lord, we come before you.
求你赐福同在。
Please bless us and be with us.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
约书亚记呢，是我们非常熟悉的一卷书。
So Joshua is a book that we're all familiar with.
讲到了以色列人，当他们经过了40年的旷野的漂泊之后。
So after the Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years.
他们要进入神应许给他们的先祖亚伯拉罕的这片地。
They are about to enter the land that God promised their forefather Abraham.
就是迦南地。
And that is the land of Canaan.
但是此时此刻我们知道迦南地里边呢被七族所占领的。
But,Canaan, we know, is occupied.
它不是一片空地的，什么也没有。
It's not an empty land with nothing in it.
而是有很多的人住在那里。
And there's lots of people living there.
这个住在这片地的人呢，他们又不是一些和平的民族。
And the people living there are not a peaceful people.
他们是邪恶的民族。
They are a wicked people.
他们非常暴力的民族。
They are violent.
因此呢，你要进去的时候呢，他不会让你去的。
And when you want to enter the land, they will not want you to enter.
所以当他们约书亚记讲的就是他们要进入迦南地之前的事情。
So the book of Joshua here tells us about what happened before they entered the land.
这里告诉我们约书亚记的第一章的第一节到第五节。
From Joshua 1 verses 1 to 5.
告诉我们一个最基本的一个背景。
Here it tells us the most basic background.
这里第一节说耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后。
Here it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord.
也就是说摩西这位神人摩西带领以色列人出埃及的摩西他死了。
So the man of God, the one who led God's people out of Egypt has died.
就好像以色列人失去了一个元帅一样。
So Israel has, lost their
general.
Their general.
Leader.
Their leader.
他们的带领者没了。
Yeah, they have lost their leader.
并且摩西呢，在领他们出埃及的过程当中呢，显出来了神在他身上的能力。
So throughout the journey that the Israelites were led, throughout the wilderness, God has showed through his servant, God's power.
我们都知道，神借着摩西把红海给分开了。
We know that God used Moses to part the Red Sea.
如果摩西在呢，他们可能是还觉得不太害怕的。
So if Moses is there, we know the Israelites would not be too afraid.
但是现在摩西死了。
But now Moses is dead.
而面对着迦南地。
And now, Joshua is facing Canaan.
那里边住了七个邪恶的民族。
And inside Canaan, there are seven wicked people groups.
所以他们要进还是不要进？
So now, should they enter or not?
这是很大的一个问题。
This is a big question.
就在这个时候呢，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说。
So this is when the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun.
所以神现在就开始跟谁说话呢？跟约书亚说话。
So who is the Lord beginning to speak to? To Joshua.
之前的时候是和谁说话呢？是和摩西说话。
Before the Lord spoke directly to Moses.
现在呢，他要跟约书亚说话。
Now he is speaking to Joshua.
耶和华神这样说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河往我所要赐给以色列人的地方去。
So this is what the Lord said, Moses my servant is dead, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel.
那么这里边我们看到了两件事，一件事情呢，这里不是约书亚说，哎，耶和华神呢，我带以色列百姓进迦南地吧。
So we can see two things. It's not Joshua volunteering to say, hey, I will bring these people into Canaan.
他不敢啊。
He does not dare.
第二件事是神指责选择约书亚说你要起来。
So it is the second part of this is that the Lord has chosen Joshua to say, arise and chose him.
拣选他来带领以色列人来进入迦南地。
So God has chosen him to lead the people into the land of Canaan.
换句话说，约书亚是神拣选出来的一个带领者。
So another way to say it is, Joshua is God's chosen leader.
神把带领以色列人进迦南地的责任给谁了呢？给约书亚。
So God has given the responsibility to Joshua to lead the people into Canaan.
好了，下面他就说。他说凡你们脚掌所踏之地我都照着我所应许给摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩直到伯大拉和赫人的全地又到大海日落之处都要做你们的境界。
So next it says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates,All the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory.
这里耶和华神不单把这个责任托付给了约书亚。
So here the Lord not only gave a responsibility to Joshua,
而且告诉约书亚说这一片地我要把它赐给你。
But has promised him this land from here to here I will give to you.
这赐给你们呢。
So it is given to them.
不是你们自己靠自己的能力来得到的。
So it is not something you can get or obtain by your own effort.
是这位神不但应许给摩西的，也是应许给他们的先祖亚伯拉罕的。
So this is something that not only God promised Abraham, but God promised their forefather Abraham.
换句话说，这里神的意思是这样子的。
So God's meaning is this.
你要带领告诉约书亚说你要带领以色列人进到这片地中因为这片地是我给你们的。
So Joshua, you must lead the people into this land because I am giving this land to them.
你们一定能够得到这片地。
So you will surely be able to get this land.
不是靠你们自己的能力去得到。
So you will not get this by leaning on your own strength.
而是靠耶和华神给你。
But by leaning on God's promise that he would give it.
然后第五节说你平生的日子必无一人能站在你面前站立得住我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在我必不撇下你也不丢弃你
So verse 5 No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life Just as I was with Moses So I will be with you I will not leave you or forsake you
所以这里我们看见一件事情
So here we can see one thing
耶和华神如此地告诉约书亚
We can see how God told Moses.
你这片进这片地的过程当中，没错，是神赐给你们的。
So this land is by no mistake is given to you.
但是你要面对这片地现在所住的这些敌人。
But you must face all the enemies that are living in this land.
尽管这些敌人非常的强大。
So although all these enemies are very strong,
但是他们没有一个人可以在你面前站立得住的。
But none shall be able to stand before you.
言外之意就是，换句话说，就是你可以胜过他们。
So another way to say it is, you will be able to defeat them all.
虽然你要经过征战，但是你一定能够得胜。
So although you need to use the means of war, you will be able to defeat them.
虽然那片地上住了很多邪恶的民族，似乎是不可战胜的。
So although there are many people groups living there that are evil, they will not be able to withstand you.
但是他们一定会败在你们的手下的。
But they will be placed in your hands.
为什么呢？因为这片地是耶和华神所应许赐给以色列人的。
Why? Because this land is promised to the Israelites.
它不是个暂时的。
So it's not a temporary promise.
我们看到他无论应许给亚伯拉罕也好，还是应许给摩西也好，都是讲到永永远远。
So this is not a temporary thing just mentioned to Abraham or Moses, but it's something promised forever.
所以呢，第一节到第五节呢，这里让我们看到一件事情是什么呢？
So from verses 1 to 5, we should be able to see something.
以色列人要进的这片地是神所赐给他们的。
The land that they're about to enter is given to them by God.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
谁能拦阻神的旨意呢？
Who can stop the will of God?
以前我们讲过，神不单定了他的旨意，他也实现自己的旨意。
So, not only has God decreed his will, he will bring forth what he has willed.
他有这样的智慧，他也有这样的能力。
He has the wisdom and the power to do so.
即使在以色列人面对这个七个邪恶的民族觉得完全不可能的成功情况下，
Although the Israelites really have no chance of beating the seven people,the seven people groups living in this land.
但是耶和华神依然跟他说，这片地我给你了。
God has still told them, I will give you this land.
好，下边我们再来看，他就告诉以色列人说，你们要勇敢。
So now we will see that he has told the Israelites to be courageous.
你们要刚强壮胆。
To be strong and courageous.
不要怕。
Not to be scared.
看这个环境的时候呢，面对这七个本地的迦南人的时候呢，那是很吓人的一件事情。当他们面对这个迦南地所住的这个七族的时候呢，这是一件令人恐惧的事情。
So now when they are facing the seven groups living in Canaan, that they're looking at their surroundings, it is something to be fearful of.
他们不单是邪恶啊。
Not only are they wicked.
他们还有巨人的。
They have strong soldiers.
嗯哼。但是我们看耶和华神就告诉他说，这片地是神所赐给你们的。
But the Lord has said, this land I give to you.
因此你们要刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许给他们的地。
So the Lord says, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them.
因此呢，耶和华神这里告诉他，你们不要怕的。
So the Lord told them, do not fear.
不要怕迦南人。
Do not fear the Canaanites.
无论他们多么的强大，你都不要怕。
No matter how strong they are, do not fear.
你要带领以色列百姓，要把这个地呢，要承受为业，你们要住在那个地方。
You will lead the Israelites in, and you will cause these people to inherit the land.
因为耶和华神向以色列的列祖应许了，这片地一定是给他的。
Because the Lord has sworn this land to their fathers.
因此我们上一次中国小的时候我们听到了神讲出的话呢，它是个行动。
So last time we learned at China Gospel Bridge, the words that the Lord has spoken is an action.
换句话说，说神说这片地要赐给你，这片地就已经赐给你了。
So another way to look at it is when the Lord says, this land I will give to you, it's already yours.
因此耶和华神在这里告诉你，不用怕，已经赐给你了。
So that's why he said, you don't have to be afraid, I've already given this.
你要进这个片地当中去得这片地。
You just need to go and get the land.
尽管那片地上的人很强大。
So all of the people of the land are strong.
但是你一定能够打败他们。
You will be able to defeat them.
不是你能打败他们，而是以色列的神可以打败他们。
You will not be able to defeat them, but your Lord God will be able to defeat them.
是以色列的神在替以色列来征战。
So the Lord will fight on behalf of the Israelites.
他不但带领以色列人进迦南地，而且带领替他们征战来取得这片地。
So not only will he lead his people into the land, but he will fight on behalf of them.
因此耶和华神告诉他的百姓说，你不要怕。
So that is why the Lord says to them that they do not need to be afraid.
第七节他说只要刚强大大壮胆。
So he says, only be strong and very courageous.
这里用的词非常好，他说你只要刚强大大壮胆，只要。
So here, the thing to grasp is, here he says, only be strong and very courageous.
你只要做到这一点就好了。
If you can do this, then that's very good.
实际呢，刚强大大壮胆实际是体现出他们的信心。
So strong, being strong and courageous will show their faith in what God says.
换句话说，耶和华人在这里说，你只要信神就好了。
So and what God means here is you only need to believe God, and that's great.
你要把你的信心放在你的神的身上。
We need to put our faith in God.
而不是看你们面前的敌人是多么的强大。
Do not look at how strong your enemies are.
因此呢，以色列人呢，这里边耶和华神就对以色列人说，你们要谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切的律法。
So the Lord says to the Israelites, you need to be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you.
但是呢，这里面讲到说，你可以刚强壮胆，并不意味着你想怎么做就怎么做。
So here it says be strong and very courageous, but it does not say you can do whatever you'd like to do.
而是你要按照耶和华神的旨意在行动。
But you must be careful to do according to God's will.
神借着摩西向他们宣布了许多的律法。
So God through his servant Moses, had gave many commandments.
你要听神的话才行。
You must listen to the Lord, obey him, and that's.
并且这里说不可偏离左右。
Here it says, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left.
你不要偏离神的命令了。
You cannot turn away or go away from God's commandments.
我给举个例子就好了。
I'll give you an example.
比如说你上课的时候你的老师说我教你数学。
So if your teacher at school says, I want to teach you some math.
我教你怎么做你就怎么做。
However I teach you, I want you to follow me.
于是老师说教你一加一等于二。
So the teacher says, 1+1=2.
老师说记住哦。
Then the teacher says, remember this.
明天我们有考试啊。
Tomorrow we're going to have a test.
一加一等于二啊。
1+1=2.
第二天。
The next day.
就考试了。
You have a test.
老师说一加一等于几。
And the teacher asks, 1+1=what?
你需要刚强壮胆等于二。
You have to be strong and courageous in your answer and say 2.
老师说丁勾加十分。
And the teacher says, yes, you get 10 points.
但是他并不是说因为什么因为老师昨天告诉我一加一等于二的。
So he's not going to say, because yesterday my teacher said 1+1=2.
对呀、啊。你刚强壮胆说等于八不可以的。
He's not going to courageously say 8, right? You can't do that.
无论你怎么刚强怎么壮胆还是错的。
It doesn't matter how strong and courageous you are, if you give the wrong answer, you're wrong.
因此我们看到了刚强壮胆并不意味着我的胳膊比较粗我的力量比较大不是这个意思的。
So being strong and courageous does not mean that you're buff and muscular.
而是他是耶和华神如此说我就如此行。
But that you're living according to whatever God has commanded you.
这样就会带来一个结果。
And this will bring a consequence.
结果是什么呢？就是使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
The consequence is good. It says you will have good success wherever you go.
就是你无论在哪里都不会失败的。
So whatever happens, you will not fail.
好了，如果你老师头一天教你说一加一等于八。
So if the day before the teacher told you 1+1=8,
那么第二天老师考试一加一等于几
？And the next day the teacher asks you what does 1+1=?
你说等于八
？And you say 8.
是对了还是错了
？Is it right or wrong?
你还是错了，你参加高考的时候还是错的。
You're still wrong.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为老师告诉你错了。
Because the teacher told you the wrong answer.
那错是谁的错呢
？So who is in the wrong?
是老师的错。
The teacher.
因此呢，这里让我们看到。如果以色列人能够刚强壮胆的谨守遵行耶和华的律法的话
So here it tells us if the Israelites can be strong and courageous and do what God has commanded them
那么他们可以凡事顺利
That they can have good success wherever they go
那是谁的顺利那是神的顺利
Where does the success come from? It's God.
那我们为他们为什么顺利呢？因为他们遵行了耶和华神的律法。
Why are they successful? Because they have obeyed the commands of God.
所以他们这里边的顺利呢，是神使他们顺利。
So the success they have is the success given to them by God.
不是他们自己使自己来顺利。
Not the success that they have gained by themselves.
所以我们看到这里边就讲到说，你刚强壮胆呢是有个限制的。
So here it says that being strong and courageous, there is a principle behind this.
你不可以自己乱来的。
You can't do whatever you want to do.
而是要按照耶和华神所吩咐的去做。
But you have to live according to what God has commanded.
神就可以保证没有人可以站立在你的面前。
Then God can guarantee that no one will be able to stand before you.
不管你面对这些民族多么的邪恶，多么的强大，你都可以得胜。
It does not matter how wicked or strong the peoples in front of you are, you can succeed.
因为这是耶和华神的得胜。
Because the success is from God.
因此我们是在神的得胜当中的得胜。
And we gain our victory from God's victory.
因此我们可以坦然无惧，我们可以刚强壮胆。
And that is why we can be strong and very courageous.
然后第八节说，就提醒以色列人。
So verse 8 says,
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切的话。
God reminds the Israelites, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
因此我们就知道，神的话，神的命令，神的带领是得胜的关键。
So we know that God's law, His commandments, are the way to success.
因此我们必须要清楚地明白，清楚地知道，而且得把它记在我们的心里，不能够忘记的。
And it's something that we need to clearly understand and put in our heart, something that we cannot easily forget.
你不可以把神的话当成无所谓。
You cannot treat God's word as something, like, take it as something lightly.
你要昼夜的思想。
You must meditate on it.
啊，得想。
And meditate daily.
要忘记，我要明白。
And it's something you can't forget. It's something that you must understand.
不要离开你的口。
Something that should not depart from your mouth.
然后呢，你心里边也有，嘴上也有，你就可以去遵行。
When this law is in your heart and in your mouth, it's something you can obey.
你得照着去做。
And you will live according to it.
不是我们嘴巴上讲一套，然后做起来又是一套的。
It's not something that we say, but do something different.
或者是我们每天想的呢，这些东西呢，只是当成一种知识，普通的知识，在好像是明白了一样的。
Or it's not something that we know just for the sake of gaining knowledge.
我们之所以不离开我们的口，我们昼夜的思想，是为了能够好好的去谨守遵行。
It's something that doesn't depart from our mouth or our mind. So that we can obey and live according to it.
就是前面讲的不偏离左右。
So it's something that we do not part from either to the right or to the left.
不要错了，不要走错了。
We do not want to go the wrong way.
因为这关系到得胜和失败的问题。
Because it has everything to do with whether we succeed or fail.
然后他说，如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So that's why it says, for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success.
所以他们呢，这些以色列人呢，他们要进这个迦南地的时候。
So when the Israelites, when they want to enter the land of Canaan,
他们必须要谨守遵行耶和华神的话。
They must obey God according to His commandments.
那么他们就可以得到耶和华神应许他列祖的这片地。
Then they will be able to get the land that God has promised to them.
不管那片地上的那些迦南人是多么的强大，他们都不能够战胜以色列人。
So it does not matter how strong the Canaanites are, they will not be able to withstand the Israelites.
只要他们紧紧的倚靠神，他们就没有什么可以惧怕了。
As long as they continue to rely on God, there's nothing they need to fear.
这件事情呢，使以色列人当他们进迦南地的时候呢，他们就违背了这个神的命令。
But when they have entered the land of Canaan, the Israelites did not obey God's commandments.
当时我们知道以色列人刚一进迦南地的时候呢，第一个城市所面对的是叫耶利哥。
So we know that the first city that they entered in the land of Canaan is called Jericho.
那是个非常坚固的城啊。
It's a very strong and fortified city.
以至于说是不可摧毁的城市。
It's not one that you can easily just
destroy.几乎是不可能的。
There is no possibility of that.
因此呢，约书亚来到这城下。
So when Joshua has come to the city,
一看这城太坚固了，根本打不动的。
This city is too fortified. There's no way we can get into it.
于是耶和华神就告诉他们，给他们命令了，说你们要如此如此这样去做。
But God has instructed them, you must do this and this and this.
于是约书亚就带领以色列百姓按照耶和华的命令开始做。
So God led, or Joshua led the Israelites according to God's instructions.
最后耶利哥城在以色列人的欢呼的声当中怎么样？被摧毁了。
So in the end, Jericho, in the midst of the shouts of the Israelites, the walls were torn down.
哎，他们觉得说，哎，这个很 easy 啊，很容易啊。
They might think, oh, that was easy.
他们在往里进的时候，就遇到了一个小城，叫爱城。
So they went in and they encountered another place called Ai.
是很小很小的一个城。
A very, very small city.
所以以色列人就觉得说，哎呀，这么耶利哥城我们都把它打败了。这个小小的爱城应该很容易一件事情了。
So the Israelites thought, we have defeated the city of Jericho. We will surely be able to destroy the smaller city of Ai.
他们就不去呼求耶和华的名，寻求神的旨意。
And they no longer called upon the name of the Lord and asked for his will.
他们觉得不需要。
They thought they did not need to.
哎，耶利哥都被我们打败了，这个小小的爱城轻而易举。
We've already defeated the great city of Jericho. Of course we will be able to defeat the small city of Ai.
以至于他们怎么说呢？我们不需要派很多的部队去攻打，派千大几千人就可以了。
So they did not even send all their troops to that city. They just sent a few.
最后这些人他们就没有按照耶和华神所说的话，他们就私自的去攻打爱城。
So they did, in this case, they did not do according to God's instructions to go fight the people of Ai.
他们就失败了。
And they failed.
而且死了很多人。
And many people died.
所以当我们读到第八节的时候。
So when we get to verse 8.
让我们看到了依靠耶和华神是多么的重要。
In verse 8 it shows us just how important it is to trust what God says.
他们进入这片迦南地，并且得到这片迦南地，那是神带领他们才能得胜的。
For God to bring them and for them to the land of Canaan and to obtain it, that is for God to do for Himself.
不是凭他们的血气的能力可以得胜的。
It is not something that they can do according to their own strength and power.
所以刚强壮胆是必要的。
So to be strong and courageous is needed for sure.
但是这并不是我们自己要按照我们的心意去做的。
But it's not something that we should do according to our own thinking.
必须在神的旨意当中。
We must do it according to God's will.
好，那我们看，神说，这片地是神给你的。
So God said, this land I give you.
你要刚强壮胆地去得这片地。
Be strong and courageous to get the land.
你可以胜过迦南地所居住的这些人。
You can defeat all the inhabitants of Canaan.
为什么呢？
Why?
下面他就说了，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
He says here, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed.
如果我们读这段经文的时候，我们是不是觉得神讲这句话讲得很特别？
When we see the scriptures, do we think anything is special here?
耶和华是说的，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
He says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?
难道神的一个命令，我们就可以不惊慌了吗？
If God commands something, is there a possibility that we would not obey it?
当我们遇到一个很恐怖的事情发生的时候。
When we see something very scary,
啊！你看那个你家的孩子吓得很害怕的样子。
And you can see your children are just trembling in fear.
你说我吩咐你不要害怕。
Can you say I command you not to be scared?
他会不会啊 ？I'm okay.
Will the child be like okay? I'm fine.
会不会？如果这样就很简单喽。
Well, that's very simple.
但是耶和华是说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你不要这样，你需要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
But God here says, have I not commanded you be strong and courageous?
为什么呢？他说，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
所以耶和华神吩咐以色列人不要害怕的时候，神为以色列人做了所有的事情。
So when the Lord has commanded the Israelites not to be afraid, God has already done everything for them.
我们看这个孩子害怕的时候，我们吩咐他，他依然害怕。
When we see a child afraid, if we command them not to be scared, they will still be scared.
因为我们在他的害怕的上面，我们不能做什么。
Because in their fear, there's nothing we can do.
我们唯一能做的把他眼睛堵上。
All we can do is maybe cover their eyes.
把耳朵堵上，不要看，不要听。
Or cover their ears. Don't look, don't listen.
但是这也不能够消除他的恐惧。
But that cannot take away their fear.
但是上帝说，你命令你不要害怕。
But the Lord says here, I command you, be strong and courageous.
因为神他自己亲自的与你同在，已经胜过了你所恐惧的这一切。
Because the Lord God Himself has already, overcome everything that you need to face.
上帝讲出的话是一个行动。
Everything that God says is an action.
它不是一个进行时。
It is not a,
现在进行时。
It is not a, A present tense?
A present tense, 对，现在时，它是一个完成时。
It is something that's completed.
Yeah, 是个完成时，就已经做完了。
It is something.
神说这片地给你，就是已经给你了。
It is something that's completed. If God says he'll give you something, it's already yours.
神说，必无一人可以站立在你的面前。
God says no one can stand before you.
说明他已经得胜了。
So they have already, been victorious.
神说他要与你同在，他不是现在与你同在，他已经与你同在了。
So when God says I will be with you, He's actually already with you.
所以神是他自己旨意的保证。
So God Himself guarantees, His decrees and His will.
当他讲出了一句话的时候，就已经成为事实。
When He declares something, we can already trust it to be true.
这是以色列人，神告诉我。约书亚，你不要惧怕，要刚强壮胆的保证。
So when God tells Joshua, "Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed," the Lord Himself guarantees this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到以色列人真的按照神的旨意，在约书亚的带领下进入了迦南地。
So that's why we can see that, the Israelites under Joshua's leadership really do enter the land of Canaan and get it.
同时，我们也看到了，当他们谨守遵行耶和华神的命令的时候。
And we can see that when they did do everything according to what God commanded,
他们就得胜了。
They were successful.
当他们把神放在一边，凭着自己的力量去征战的时候，他们就失败了。
But when they pushed God aside and they did accord and they lived according to their own strength, they failed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天重讲这段经文。
So that's why we're talking about this. We're going over the scripture again and again.
因为2019年过去了。
Because 2019 is over.
当我们回头看的时候，我们充满了感恩。
When we look back, we are full of thanksgiving.
2019年对我们教会来说，无论对我们教会还对我们个人来说，都发生了很多的事情。
In 2019, so many things happened in our church and in our own personal lives.
可能是我们一些弟兄姊妹呢，我们没有感受到。
Maybe some of you might not have felt this.
但是实实在在的发生了很多的事情。
But truly, so many things have happened amongst us.
是神在我们的个人的生命当中，也在教会当中在做工作。
And God has been working in the lives of individuals and in our entire church.
但是我们回头看的时候，这些事情神都带领我们怎么样了？平安的度过。
And God has led us peacefully through this 2019.
神没有一件事情让我们羞愧的。
God has not, allowed us to be put to shame in anything we've done.
我们都从中得到了益处。
And we have gotten everything from the Lord was good.
我们都从中学习到了成长。
We have learned how to grow.
我们可能有些弟兄姊妹成长的多一点，有些成长的少一点。
Some brothers and sisters have grown more than others.
但是我们都在成长。
But we are all growing.
我们就知道这位神他是良善的。
We know that this God is good.
我们就知道神在他的话语当中给我们的应许是真实的。
We know that the promises in God's word are all true.
有很多的时候，我们似乎觉得我们已经走入了绝境。我走到一个不可能的地方了。
So many of us have been asked to go in a way that we thought was not possible.
就好像当现在的以色列人面对那些迦南人一样。
Just as the Israelites had to face the Canaanites.
一个小小的民族怎么可以面对七个强大的民族呢？
Such a small people having to face a big and strong people.
不可能的事情。
That is not possible.
但是神都使我们平安的度过。
But God has led us, peacefully through this all.
神借着超过我们能力个人能力的事情的发生
God has brought us, to places beyond what we could do ourselves
使我们可以学习去依靠他。
So that we can learn to trust him.
因为我们超过我们能力了，我们做不来了。
Because if anything beyond our own power, there is something we can't do ourselves.
我们唯一能做的就是依靠神。
All we can do is rely on God.
但是每次我们来依靠神的时候，
But every time we rely on God,
神都向我们显出他真实的同在和祝福。
He has showed us that he's truly with us and he's blessed us.
这是真实的。
This is true.
因此呢，我们充满了感恩对2019年。
So that is why when we look back at 2019, we are full of thanksgiving.
但是我们要面对一个所未知的2020年。
But now we are facing a 2020.
也是仿佛当年站在迦南地前面的那个以色列人一样。
And it's the same as when the Israelites are facing the mighty land of Canaan.
因为我们要面对这个2020年，我们要进入到这个世界当中去的。
Because in 2020, we are still living out in the world.
我们不知道什么事情要发生。
We don't know what will happen.
我们作为学生，你明年回到学校的时候，
For a student, when we have to go back to school,
你不知道你的老师是个什么样的老师。
You don't know what teacher you'll get, what kind of teacher you'll get.
你也不知道你的同学是怎样的同学。
You don't know what fellow students you'll
你可能也不了解你的学校周围的环境到底是怎样。
And you might not understand everything that's happening around you in your school.
你也不知道这个政府会出来什么样新的条例。
And you don't know what kind of new things your government will be coming up with.
我们都面临很多的不知道的。
There's a lot of uncertainty we're facing.
我们成年人也是一样，我们不知道明年我们的工作会怎么样。
And same with us adults, we don't know next year how our jobs will be.
我们不知道我们会发生什么事情在我们的家中。
We won't know what's going to happen in our homes.
我们像我这个年纪，甚至我不知道我的身体明年会怎么样。
I don't know when at this age that I'm at how my health will be the next year.
但是任何一件事情的发生都足以让我们产生不安，失去平安。
But
任何一件
there's always something that can come up that would threaten the peace in our heart.
是，我们怎么办呢？
So what are we going to do about it?
虽然说我们看觉得说哦。还是没有像迦南地人那么邪恶的。
So we might say, "Oh, I'm not facing people as wicked as those of the land of Canaan."
那是因为我们低估了这个世界，过低的估计了这个世界。
It's because we've
underestimated
our world.
然后呢，我们又过高的估计了我们自己。
And we've overestimated ourselves.
我们觉得我们没问题。
We think that there's nothing wrong with us.
以至于我们事情发生的时候。
So when something happens,
我们就失去了平安，我们就失去了喜乐。
We've lost our peace, we've lost our joy.
就仿佛在旷野当中以色列人一样，我们就开始抱怨。
So then we become like the Israelites in the wilderness and we start complaining.
因此呢，我们在即将要开始的2020年之前。
So before we start the year 2020,
我们一起来学习这段经文。
Let's learn this scripture.
让我们来学习，我们也需要依靠这位神。
We must learn that we must rely on our God.
依靠这位神的应许。
Rely on His promises.
我们进入到2020年。
To enter into 2020.
以至于在2020年当中，我们不管发生怎样艰难的事情。
So that whatever hard thing we need to face in the year 2020.
不管我们遇到怎样困难的人。
So whatever difficult people we might face.
我们都可以有平安。
We can have peace.
我们并且是刚强壮胆。
We can be strong and courageous.
不是靠我们自己。
And not rely on our own strength.
是靠我们的神。
But to rely on our God.
因为我们是属于他的。
Because we belong to him.
他得胜，我们是在他的得胜当中的。
If he succeeds, we are in him, so we succeed.
没错的，我们要面对这个世界。
So it's not wrong that we have to face this world.
面对这些艰难。
We have to face hardships.
但是我们并不是用我们的血肉之躯来面对。
But we do not face it with our flesh.
我们是在用信心去面对。
We face it with our faith.
因为为我们征战得胜这个世界的呢，不是我自己。
Because the one that is fighting on our behalf, the one that has overcome the world is not ourselves.
是我们的神。
It is our God.
他给我们的应许就是我们的保证。
So,Everything that he has promised, it is our certainty.
因此我们要记住一点。
So we have to remember this.
神的话发出的时候就是一个事实。
When God has decreed something, it is a fact.
不要怀疑。
Don't doubt.
所有的怀疑都来自于对神的，所有对神的怀疑都是来自于魔鬼。
All the doubt towards God comes from the devil.
因此主耶稣说，你只要信，不要怕。
So that's why Jesus says, you just need to believe, do not be afraid.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's look at the book of John.
16章的32到33节。
Chapter 16, verses 32 to 33.
这是我们这两三周的时间一直强调的这节经文。
So this is something we've looked at for the last two or three weeks.
当主耶稣要被钉在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他告诉他的门徒说他要离开他们。
Before that, he told them that he needs to leave them.
他的门徒们就开始失去了平安了。
So his disciples started to lose the peace.
就开始产生忧虑了。
And they started to be anxious.
主耶稣就开始跟他们说，三十二节说，看哪，时候将到，切是已经到了，你们要分散各归自己的地方去。
So Jesus says to them, Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone.
留下我独自一人，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me.
同样的道理，我们看这位神的儿子耶稣基督。
So in the same way, we look at God's Son Jesus.
当他进入这个黑暗罪恶的世界的时候。
When he entered this dark and sinful world.
当他要按照神的旨意来做成这样的救恩的时候，被钉死在十字架上的时候。
When he worked out salvation according to God's instruction.
就是他最亲近的门徒都离开他。
Even his closest disciples left him.
所以我们看到主耶稣他依然没有失去他里边的平安。
We see even in this circumstance, Jesus did not lose his peace.
他说，其实你们大家看我是独自一个人在这里承受。
He says, all of you will leave me alone. It looks like I'm alone.
但是呢，其实不是的。
Yet I am not alone.
因为有父与我同在。
For the Father is with me.
神是与他同在的。
Father, or the Father, God was with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，神也同样给我们这样的应许。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us the same promise.
有神同在，超过这个世界的。
For God to be with us, that overcomes the world.
有神与我们同在。
If God is with us,
使徒约翰说
The Apostle John says,
神与你同在，在你里边的比这个世界都大。
So for God to be with us, that is greater than the world.
我们有什么可怕的呢？
What is there to be fearful of?
然后主耶稣在这里说，他就说，这么我将这些事情告诉你，要叫你们在我里面有平安。
He said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace.
换句话说，他说的意思就是说，你们不要恐惧，不要害怕。
Another way to say it is, do not be scared, do not be afraid.
你们要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个世界上有苦难，你们有苦难。
Because in this world we will have tribulation, trouble.
你们可以面对任何的不同的这样的苦难和艰难。
We might face any sort of trouble or tribulation.
但是面对这一切的时候，你们不要害怕，不要恐惧。
But when you come across this, we do not need to be fearful or scared.
甚至于说，好像你这个你要想胜过这个困难是不可能的时候。
When you think I cannot overcome this hardship.
主耶稣告诉你们可以放心。
Jesus says here, take heart.
你们不管面对怎么大的难处都不要害怕。
No matter how great your tribulation, do not be afraid.
可以放心。
You can take heart.
为什么呢？他说我已经胜了世界。
Why? Because I have overcome the world.
我们这位主耶稣，他不是在你的找工作上面得胜。
So our Lord Jesus, he did not gain success in your job finding.
不是单单的在你的坏的品性上面得胜。
Or gain success in the midst of your bad character.
啊、uh-huh. ，而主耶稣说的是他已经胜了这个世界。
But he says I have overcome the world.
换句话说，凡是从这个世界所来的一切，都不足以让我们恐惧。
So another way to say it, anything that this world throws at us, it's not something that we should be fearful of.
但是的的确确有很多的时候，我们面对这个世界的时候，好像是个 monster.
ButOftentimes when we face things from the world, it is like we're facing a monster.
但是主耶稣依然说你不要怕，你可以放心。
But the Lord Jesus says, take heart.
因为他已经得胜。
Because I have overcome the world.
他并且把我们放在他的得胜当中。
And he has placed us in his victory.
我们在他的里边，我们也是得胜的。
When we are in him, we also have victory.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
This is the promise given to us by our Lord Jesus.
他这里边说是在耶稣基督里有平安。
He said, "In me you may have peace."
在耶稣基督里边有得胜。
In me or in Jesus we have victory.
就好像当年耶和华神命令以色列人，只要你谨守遵行他的律法，他的命令，你就会得胜。
Just like the Lord said to the Israelites, if you do everything commanded by God, they will have good success wherever they go.
所以我们今天所要做的就是顺服主的这样的命令。
So today what we need to do is obey the commands of the Lord.
我们要回到耶稣基督的里边。
We have to live in Jesus Christ.
在圣经里头有很多这样的表达的。
There's lots of ways we can do that.
但是都是约翰说的。
So this is what John says.
在基督里。
In Jesus.
在神里。
In God.
在爱里。
In love.
葡萄枝子连在葡萄树上。
The vine is connected to the branches are connected to the vine.
都是同一个意思。
It's the same meaning.
只要我们在主耶稣基督里，我们就有平安，我们就有得胜。
As long as we are in Christ, we have peace and we have victory.
这是神儿子给我们的应许。
This is the promise given to us by the Son of God.
还记不记得我说神主的话一说出来之后，它就是个事实。
So, do you remember when the Lord says something, we can take it as a fact?
看，这里主耶稣并不是说我要胜过这个世界。
So here, Jesus does not say, I may overcome the world.
他说我已经胜了这个世界。
He says, I have overcome the world.
这是完成了，做成了一件事情。
It's something already done.
换句话说，不需要我们去担心。
So another way to look at it is we don't have to worry about it.
所以这句话呢，基本上把这些可能啊、大概呀、啊、都排除在外了。
So it has pushed away all those thoughts of a possibility, or yeah.
Done.
It's
做成了。
Because it's something already done, it's finished.
我们有什么可以怕的呢？
What do we have to be afraid of?
我们需要怕的是我们是不是在基督的里面。
What we need to concern ourselves with is whether or not we are in Christ.
如果我们离开基督，我们失去了平安，这不是很正常的吗？
If we separate ourselves from Christ, then we will have no peace. Isn't this expected?
如果我们离开了耶稣基督，我们就开始恐惧这个世界了，难道不是正常的吗？
When we separate ourselves from Jesus Christ, then we will be afraid of the world. Isn't this expected?
因此我们也需要在基督里。
We need to be in Christ.
就好像当年的以色列，什么耶和华神命令以色列人一样。
Just like that time when the Lord commanded the Israelites.
不要使神的话离开你的口。
Do not let the word of God depart from your lips.
你要昼夜思想。
You must meditate on it day and night.
好使你行在神的旨意当中。
So that you live according to God's command.
好使你自己把自己藏在耶稣基督的里面。
That's like us living in Christ.
这个世界就在你面前站立不住。
Only then, nothing in the world can stand before you.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is the promise given to us by God.
约翰福音三章十六节到第十八节。
The book of John 3:16-18.
这也是我们都非常熟悉的经文。
We're very familiar with this scripture.
这里说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
这是神的旨意的一个宣告。
This is a declaration of God's will.
他这里边不是说，哎，你信他你就可能不灭亡，你信他可能得永生。
So he doesn't say, oh, if you believe in him, you probably will not be destroyed, you probably will have eternal life.
他只要你信他，你就一定不会灭亡，你会反得永生。
So as long as you believe in him, you should not perish, but have eternal life.
因为这是神所赐的。
Because it's something given by God.
这是按照神的旨意来显明的。
So it's something revealed to us by the will of God.
这位耶稣就是基督，就是神的儿子，就是人的救主。
This Jesus who is our Messiah, who is our Christ, is our Savior.
你信他，你就不至灭亡。
If you believe in him, you will not perish.
你就可以有永生。
And you can have eternal life.
这是神的旨意哦。
This is the will of God.
就好像神应许给以色列人说，这片地不但应许给你的列祖，也是应许给 摩西的，也是应许给亚伯拉罕子孙的，是应许给你的。
So this is just like the land of Canaan. It was not only promised to the Israelites, but it was promised beforehand to Moses and to Abraham.
换句话说，神是将他的独生爱子怎么样赐给应许，按照应许赐给了那些神的百姓的。
So in the same way, God has given His Son.To us according to everything he has promised.
也借着他的儿子把永生赐给他的百姓。
And through his son he has given us eternal life.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
谁能拦阻神的旨意呢？
Who can stop the will of God?
然后十七节说，因为神差遣他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Verse 17, For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him.
所以神要借着他儿子救人，这是他的旨意啊。
So God wants to save the world through His Son. This is the will of God.
然后下边就说了，信他的不被定罪。
And it says, whoever believes in Him is not condemned.
没有任何的可能性。
There is no possibility of it.
绝对的说，信他的你就一定不被定罪。
So if you believe in him, you surely will not be condemned.
下面说，不信的人罪已经定了。
But whoever does not believe is condemned already.
但他讲到定罪的时候，他用的是完成的。
But when here when it speaks about condemnation, it's something already happened.
换句话说，你不信，那个罪就已经在那里了。
So if you do not believe, the condemnation is already upon yourself.
同样也是没有任何的可能性。
And in the same way, there's no possibility otherwise.
因为他不信神独生子的名。
Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
他偏离了神的旨意。
He has left the word of or the will of God.
十八节说，啊，马太福音，我们又进到了马太福音。
So now we have entered the book of Matthew.
十八节到第二十节。
Chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
前面呢，我们再讲一下这个《约翰福音》的三章十六节到第十八节。
Before we mention John 3:16-18,
这位救主耶稣基督是神所赐给我们的。
This Savior Jesus Christ is given to us by God.
他所做成的这一切的工作呢，都是按照神的旨意做成的。
Everything that Jesus has done for us, He has done according to God's command.
做给谁的呢？做给神的百姓的。
And who did he do it for? He did it for the people of God.
神的百姓是谁呢？
Who are the people of God?
神的百姓就是凡信他儿子名的人。
The people of God are all who believe in the name of God, the only Son of God.
因此，这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
那么，当我们得到这一切的时候，我们岂不可以刚强壮胆的来到神的面前来求这样的恩典吗？
When we have gotten all this, can we be strong and courageous to ask God for grace?
就好像那个管会堂的那个人一样，雅鲁，他来到一个人呢、啊，来到了耶稣的面前。
Oh, so somebody has come to God's presence.
他的女儿呢死了。
Oh, Jairus, right?
嗯。
So
他女儿死了。
So his daughter died.
嗯，然后呢？他就来到了耶稣面前。
So the father went to Jesus.
耶稣说：“你信他能活吗？”
And Jesus asked, "Do you believe that she can live?"
他说：“我信，但是我信心不足。”
So he said, "I believe, but my belief is not good enough. Is not great enough."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前，信心不是一下就长起来的。
So when we come to the presence of God, our faith isn't something that's all already there.
我们需要不断地去认识，不断地去经历。
We have to keep on getting to know God more and experience Him more.
使神的话在我们面前像神一样一点一点地活起来。
And so God's word before us, more and more of it will come to life.
我们可以知道，原来这一切都是真实的。
And we can know, oh, all of this is true.
神的应许是真实的。
God's promises are true.
当我们去相信这位神的儿子的时候，
When we believe the Son of God,
你会发现我们就会按照神在基督里所应许的，我们就会改变。
And when we are in Christ, the way God has commanded, we will slowly be changing.
因为我们按照神的旨意就成为了一个新造的人。
Because according to the will of God, we are a new creation.
当我们越来越去认识他的时候，
And the more we know God,
神就按照他的旨意怎么样，按照他的命令就开始更新我们。
God will, according to His commandments and His will, He will be renewing us.
弟兄姊妹，你来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you came,
和你听完了这篇讲道之后，你离开这个房间的时候。
And when you leave,
你已经被更新了。
You've already been.
因为你对神的认识更加增加了。
Because you should know God deeper now.
你进来的时候，你就不再是你出去的时候你。
So the you that came in should not be the same as the you who is leaving.
你出去的那个思想和灵魂对神的认识，就心与比你进来的时候更加的新。
So the you that is leaving should have a deeper understanding and be renewed in God.
你就被更新了。
And you should be renewed.
所以不要惧怕。
So do not be afraid.
我们看马太福音28章18节到20节。
Let's look at Matthew 28:18-20.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后。
So after Jesus rose from the dead.
他显给他的门徒40天。
He appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
把神国的事情都讲给了他的门徒耳听。
And told his disciples the things of the kingdom of God.
然后在他升天之前，他就和他的门徒这样讲。
And before he ascended to heaven, this is what he said to his disciples.
记住哦，是在和他的门徒在讲哦。
So remember, this is what he's saying to his disciples.
十八节说，耶稣近前来对他们说。
And Jesus came and said to them.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
也就是说，我们这位耶稣。他借着从死里复活，显出他是神的儿子，他是宇宙万有的掌管者。
So that's to say, this Jesus who rose from the dead, he is the one in control of everything.
然后他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So Jesus says.Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because he has been given this authority. He has given a commandment. So we are the ones who receive this commandment. Verse 20 says, Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
他要与我们同在。
He wants to be with us.
好像当年耶和华神应许以色列人一样。
Just like back then when God promised the Israelites.
你不要怕，我与你同在。
Do not be afraid, I am with you.
我们面对2020年的时候，主也给我们这样的。
When we're facing the coming year, God has given us the same promise.
他不但2020年与我们同在。
Not only will he be with us in the year 2020.
他说直到世界的末了。
He said he'll be with us until the end of the age.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有什么可以害怕的。
So brothers and sisters, there's nothing we need to be afraid of.
无论2020年发生什么。
No matter what happens in 2020.
只要我们在耶稣基督的里边。
As long as we are in Christ.
耶稣基督的得胜就是我们的得胜。
The victory of Jesus is our victory.
但是我们却要反省我们自己，我们是不是常常回到了耶稣的里边。
But we must reflect on ourselves as to whether or not we are actually in Christ or not.
这也是我们为什么说认识我们的主是多么的重要。
So that is why knowing our God is so important.
不要使神的话离开你的口。
Do not let the law of God depart from your mouth.
不要使神的话离开你的心。
Do not let the word of God depart from your heart.
不要使神的话离开你的心思和意念。
Do not let the word of God depart from your mind.
否则我们就游离于基督之外。
Or else we will go away from our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
The Bible tells us Satan is like a roaring lion. He wants to, through this world, eat us at any time.
唯有在神的里边，在基督的里边。
As long as we are in Christ,
那才是我们的避难所。
Then we are protected.
We have a shelter.
那
才是我们的磐石。
And he is our rock.
那才是我们的得胜。
And that is our victory.
只有在那里边的，在基督里边的刚强壮胆，才是真实的刚强壮胆。
So only in Jesus being strong and courageous, that is truly being strong and courageous.
离开了耶稣基督，我们都应该惧怕。
Apart from Jesus, we should be afraid.
当我们回头回到基督的里边，这就叫悔改。
When we return to be in Christ, that is called repentance.
我们现在回头再看2020年。
回头看。
朝前看。
Oh, as we look ahead to the year 2020.
我们在朝前看的时候，我们会怀着一个喜悦的心来面对2020年。
We will face the year 2020 with a joyful heart.
因为我们若在基督里。
Because if we are in Christ.
2020年还是一个充满神祝福的一年。
This year will be a year that's full of God's blessing.
我们不再与恐惧。或者害怕来面对2020年。
We will not face this coming year with fear.
我们会敞开我们的胸怀去拥抱神在2020年所要赐福给我们的。
We will meet the year with open arms for everything that God would want us to face.
而这是一个喜乐的事情。
And that's a joyful thing.
所以你看2020多么好的名字啊。
So you can see what a good name, 2020.
你把它俩放在一起是一模一样的。
When you put 20 and 20, it's the same.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
盼望我们2020年的时候呢
I hope in the year 2020,
我们回到真理的圣灵和真理当中
We want to return to the truth and spirit.
神就必带领我们在真理当中前进
And God will bring us forward in his truth.
我们一路上所经历的都是恩典
Everything that we will face ahead is God's grace.
我们所看到的都是得胜。
Everything that we see is a victory.
千万不要惧怕。
Please do not be afraid.
千万不要灰心。
Do not be
frustrated.
Frustrated.
无论我们面对什么。
No matter what we need to face.
不要忘了我们的神是谁。
Do not forget who our God is.
我们的主是谁。
Who our Lord is.
他不但创造了宇宙万有。
Not only did he create everything.
他也掌管宇宙万有。
He is the sustainer of everything.
他不但可以借着他的话创造这个世界。
Not only through his word did he create the whole world.
他也借着他的话可以使这个世界可以正常的运行。
The world runs.
离了他的话什么也没有。
Apart from his word, there is nothing.
但是神却把这样的话赐给了我们。
But this word is given to us by God.
我们为什么不爱他呢?
Why don't we love it?
我为什么不借着他的话说,借着他的话说显明的这位上帝,为什么不去爱他呢?
So why don't we love this God that's revealed to us through this Bible?
保罗讲过一句话。
Paul said something.
他说,若有人不爱神,这个人是可咒可诅的。
So if somebody does not love God, this person is accursed.
因为神向我们显明的他的一切的荣美。
Because God has shown us all His glory.
而我们却选择背逆不看。
But we have chosen to rebel against it and not.
不但我们得罪了这位上帝。
No matter if we have sinned against God.
也使我们的生活，使我们的生命乱七八糟。
Or if our life is just a big mess.
所以盼望呢，我们弟兄姊妹，2020年的时候，我们回到主的里边。
So for year 2020, let's all go back, let's all repent and be in Christ.
在真理当中与这位真理的圣灵来同行。
And live in the truth and go forward in the truth.
愿神祝福我们也祝福教会。
May God bless us and our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主我们欢欢喜喜地面对未来的一年。
Dear God, we joyfully look forward to the coming year.
因为我们知道你要祝福我们。
Because we know you want to bless us.
求你拓展我们的境界。
Please continue to
enlarge our view.
Or enlarge our view.
使我们可以更加的认识你。
So we can know you more.
使我们能够更加的来能够顺服你。
So we can obey you more.
使我们未来的一年依然是蒙福的一年。
So that our year that's coming up will be a year of blessing.
使你的荣耀也在这一年当中，在你的百姓当中彰显出来。
So that your glory will be shown among your people in the following year.
使你的名得到称赞。
So that your name will be praised.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.